Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 236 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 22nd is, do you seek advice from friends and mentors? Does input from someone who has experienced the situation or is in a similar position carry more weight with you? How can you take advice from others but still make your own decision? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. On yesterday's episode, we discussed three decisions we need to make in order to have exceptional self-leadership from Andy Stanley. And the final decision was, I will not lead myself by myself. Maybe you're someone who already has a board of directors or a cabinet that acts as advisors and mentors for you. But whether you do or not, today I'd like to share three ideas on how pursuing our dreams can and needs to be a collaborative effort. The first thing I'd like to address is that we need to be careful when we have our friends as advisors and mentors. I'm not saying it can't be done, but often we don't get the same level of feedback from friends because they may be afraid of ruining the relationship. I think it's okay to have friends in our cabinet, but not all of our advisors and mentors can be friends. There's a difference between having friends who we like to hang out with because they are a fun time, and having advisors and mentors who have values and integrities that we share or would like to strive to possess. And one of the things we need to look for is people who have experience in our situation. People who can show us the path that they took themselves. And then we can adjust and adapt their experience to our own situation. We need to be selective about who is involved to collaborate with us on our pursuit of our dream. I know for myself, I'm not naturally inclined to go looking for feedback. I have to be very intentional about it. And I think there's a natural tendency in education to be isolationists. Maybe it's insecurity or lack of self-confidence, but looking for advice and feedback does not mean we have to take everything that we hear and automatically let it go straight to our heart and indoctrinate us. So the second reason we need collaboration is that it gets us out of our comfort zone and challenges us. It becomes very easy to stay on our own island and be an isolationist. But remember that we want to write our story from the inside out, even though we experience life from the outside in. And the tool to help us with this is to use our filter between our head and our heart, between our mindset and our heart posture. We can take in all kinds of ideas, principles, and beliefs, but that doesn't mean we have to accept any of them and make them part of our own story. And the third idea on why pursuing our dreams needs collaboration is because it makes the ride a whole lot more enjoyable. There are going to be times where we hit roadblocks and detours, and there's something about human connection and the support we can get from other people that is way more motivating than any amount of money or any award or certificate. And yes, we are writing our own story in order to increase our impact on the young people we work with and build stronger relationships and deeper connections with them. But having adults who share our values, can celebrate our victories, and support us in our struggles can make a huge difference in our pursuit of our dreams. As Robin Sharma said, quote, "The bigger the dream, the more important the team," end quote. So how about you? Do you seek advice from friends and mentors? Does input from someone who has experienced the situation or is in a similar position carry more weight with you? How can you take advice from others but still make your own decisions? And just like teaching and coaching should not be done in total isolation,
neither should writing our own story. Yes, we must do the hard work on the inside of ourselves, and we need solitude in order to do that. But remember that writing our own story isn't just for self-promotion or to make ourselves look good. It's for self-donation. And while the hard work of transforming our heart posture may be the difficult part, the fun part is giving away our gifts and abilities to others once we become confident on the inside of ourselves. And that confidence can lead to an increase in our impact on our students and athletes, and stronger relationships with them when we give them a better version of ourselves every day.